national power to order torture, and there was nothing that the Congress or a treaty could do to stop it. And now you're saying, well, you're not really saying that. Have you changed your mind since August of 2002?
I think is a matter of just pure domestic constitutional law. So I think, for example, that I don't think a treaty can constrain the president's commander-in-chief. I think that's the argument. The argument I'm making about adaptation of the rules is a question of what the United States should do as a matter of international law, which I treat as being a separate and distinct body of law from domestic constitutional
law. So in other words, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop that.
No treaty.
No, and also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that. I don't think presidents will ever think